This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida ahead of his Senate impeachment trial on Tuesday. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, Trump filled out his legal team on Friday.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence about alleged threats and surveillance of America's former top diplomat in Ukraine Friday. Pompeo said in radio interviews that he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from Lev Parnas, an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate any time there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers. We'll obviously do that.
The allegations, if true, are central to the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, who faces a charge that he abused his presidential power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and using military aid to the country as leverage. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered his prime minister a reprieve after the man offered his resignation in the middle of an audio leak scandal. A recording circulated online featured a man believed to be Prime Minister Oleksiy Honcharuk discussing the president's perceived lack of economic knowledge. It had thrown Honcharuk's position into doubt, but the prime minister said Friday that the recording had been altered. Some had questioned whether Honcharuk was using his resignation as simply a test of the president's trust in his work. President Zelensky is a former comedian who had no political experience when he swept to power last year. He is also a central figure in the impeachment scandal surrounding U.S. President Donald Trump. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei said Iran would not succumb to pressure from the United States, whom he called American clowns.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as the day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature. And Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That's Joe Davies of Reuters. Visitors to the Louvre Museum in Paris were left out in the cold Friday as protests against pension reform blocked its entrance. Adam Reed has more.
Hundreds of tourists, many of whom had paid in advance, were left queuing outside, unsure if the museum would reopen anytime soon.
I want the time! Yes. The money for time! No tickets!
Despite the inconvenience to their day, some expressed support for the strikers.
For us, it's annoying to come to Paris and find the Louvre closed, but I support them. I understand them perfectly.
The industrial action has lost some of its momentum since President Emmanuel Macron's government made a concession over the age of retirement. Weeks without a paycheck has also pressured some strikers to return to work.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters. Wall Street climbed to record highs Friday after strong U.S. housing data and signs of resilience in the Chinese economy raised hopes. The Dow rose 0.17% to 29,348. The S&P gained 0.39% to 3,329. And the NASDAQ closed at 9,388. I'm David Berg, VOA News.